And welcome. This is going to be a special occasion podcast. I want to introduce and welcome Daisy. Daisy is one of my best friends, girlfriend, who's also my best friend too, my soul sister.
I'm crying.
Fellow Latina, and I feel like she's important to my story, other Latina stories, because she just resonates with so many things that we all experience. And I feel like it's important to have her story here. Daisy, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I'm
excited to have this chat with you.
Yes, it's just two girls literally in my small apartment live from Monterey, California. Just a conversation.
Just two girls chismeando on the couch.
Chismeando, yapping it out. All right, I'm going to get started on it. My first question. As a Latina, how do you define feminism and how do you believe it intersects with your Mexican-American identity?
I think that's a really great question, considering that when you're growing up, not just Latino, but specifically in the Mexican culture, there is a lot of machismo. And within that, we have defined roles as women. And growing up here in the United States, growing up having immigrant parents from Mexico, those roles were definitely thrust upon me, but I think the more that I interacted with American culture, people outside of my family, people outside of my culture, I was able to see that there's not just one thing that defines us. And that's the beauty about intersectional feminism, selves and others, independent woman overall.
Another aspect of why I wanted to create this website and this podcast interviewing you today, we are both also considered, or alternative music plays an important role in our lives.
Yes.
We love our music.
We do.
We obviously love, you know, rancheras, música regional. Mm-hmm. We love cumbia.
Oh, yeah.
But girl, we are alternative girls. We love our, what is it, screamo. We love our punk. We love alternative music, anything right. Rock.
Yeah.
What role has alternative rock played in your personal life or your cultural identity as a Mexican American?
Oh, it radicalized me.
Yeah.
100%.
When did this happen?
I grew up with my dad, who was always listening to rock music. Mm-hmm. So my eyes were opened at a very young age about what the meaning behind this kind of music is. When you're looking at it from a stance of like the lyrics of the song are empowering, or they're about standing up for what's right, or standing up against a man, fighting against a man, like you are part of a movement of people who are trying to make change for the better. And I think that having music like that influenced me to think outside of just myself or just my family. And it made me open my worldview to what's happening in my community, what's happening where I live, what's happening in the world, because you're not the only people or persons that are being oppressed. Mm-hmm. And it's not just one small movement. Mm-hmm. We're all interconnected because we're all being oppressed by someone.
It's very political. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that type thing, Shuri. because part of our Mexican culture, our values, our traditions is the whole getting married. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that counteracting with like your feminist views? Do you think that living a traditional life, do you ever feel guilt that you're this person? Do you ever feel like you're betraying that person if you want to have that traditional life as a wife, as someone who is being taken care of? How do you feel about that? Like, do you want to have the children? Do you want to have the marriage, the wedding, et cetera?
I think that's something that I've like gone back and forth with so much as I've like changed and grown like through my life. Because on one end, you grow up and that's what you're taught. Mm-hmm. Like you're seeing princes being saved by the knight, and you're seeing the beautiful big wedding and the happily ever after. And obviously like your mom was probably like my mom, always asking you like, so when do you think you're going to get married? Mm-hmm. Like, do you think you're going to want to have kids? Like, once you get to that age. And I think I would just be like, no, I don't want that. I mm-hmm. didn't want that for so long because I honestly thought of married women as slaves. And that's on being Mexican. I'm not going to lie. I feel like, you know, like Mexican women, Latina women are taught to kind of like be like of service to mm-hmm. their husbands. And that's not something that I appreciated nor wanted in my life. But as I've gotten older and I've been able to experience relationships, and I realized I don't have to fit my relationship to that mold. I can make my relationship whatever I want it to be. Mm-hmm. And so slowly I realized like, hey, you know what? Like, I think I would like to get married. I think I would like to be a wife, mm-hmm. but not in the stereotypical Mexican or Latina way. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to get married, but not out of need. I want to get married out of love. Mm-hmm. I want to be a wife, but not to be my husband's servant, but to be my husband's partner. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that a lot of us younger Latina women are starting to realize, like, you can get married and you can be someone's wife, but you can also maintain your individual.
As someone who identifies with both your Mexican and your American cultures, how do you reconcile or embrace the differences between the two, especially when they conflict each other with the gender roles, again, your family expectations?
Yeah, I'm 30, but like, I still feel like the world is my oyster. And I feel like there's so much that I have to accomplish. And when you hold on to those like traditional values, I feel at least what I've perceived from other women is that you feel like you can't have it both. Like, you feel like you can't do what you want to do. You can't be an individual. You can't pursue your career or your art because you want to be a wife and you want to be a mother and you want to have a family. And I think as I've grown, I've realized, like, you know what? That's okay. Like, let's just focus on me right now. Let me focus on my career. Let me focus on myself. And I get around some family members and they're like, ay, mija, like, you're already 30. Y like, no te has casado. Like, you haven't gotten married yet or you don't have kids. When do you want to have kids? And I'm just like, first of all, like, when I'm ready, I don't need to do it now. I can do it later. Like, I'm not on, you know, your timeline here. Mm-hmm. I'm not on anyone's timeline. I'm on my own. So it's, yeah, like, just kind of shutting that down and realizing, like, I do this on my own time when I feel like it's right. Who knows? Maybe next year I might get married. Who knows? Maybe I might have a kid. I don't know. Probably not. Not in this economy.
No, honestly, no. My final question would be, and this, I always think about this when I journal, this is like one of my favorite prompts, but let's say younger you walks in, what would you tell her? What is the most important things that you would tell her?
Oh my God. That's a lot.
The most important about being Latin American, being a feminist, mm-hmm. what your life path is right now. Culture, what would you tell her?
I would just tell her, don't worry about being too much or too little for here or for over there. Just worried on being enough for yourself. Because I think growing up, I wanted to fit in so badly with the kids at school, but I also wanted to fit in so much with like my family. Mm-hmm. And it would tear me apart a little bit because I didn't feel like I fit here or there. And I've just come to accept the fact that, like, I'm not from here nor there. Like, I'm both. Mm-hmm. And I'm a beautiful mixture of the two. And accepting that gives me so much freedom and peace because I can just be who I am.
Hopefully we can bring other women to see, to let go of anything that has to do with being traditional or the judgment mm-hmm. from your tios, your tias, or from, you know, your classmates. Hopefully that we can just like inspire people to just like let go of that and just embrace the ride that like everything comes with. Like we're learning, we're always mm-hmm. work in progress. Nothing's Definitely. Ever going to be linear, but just, you know, just embrace it and like what you like, love what you love. And when you were talking about being afraid of not being enough mm-hmm. or being too much or telling yourself like, don't worry about it. Cause yeah, we're always going to be enough. Yeah. You are enough.
Oh, thank you.
Love
so you. You.
Love you. I want to thank you again for being here. And I will enjoy some tres leches with her.
Yes, she made it. It's delicious.
Yes. Again, part of our culture is amazing food. So we're going to go ahead and enjoy that. Thank you.
Thank you.